Oh, get that ape! If he escapes, it's your fault. He's worth a fortune. Oh, dear, let me see. There must be a place he'd head for.
Mr. Marvelous has got to be.
You were right. He's back in his cage again.
Of course. He had to go to the one place where he was happiest, and that's right here.
How sad. Poor Mr. Marvelous. You don't know anything at all about life, do you? You're a prisoner.
Yeah.
For the radio obituary for Guem, the Algerian percussionist who settled in France in the 1970s. He was hired by the American Center and would accompany jazz musicians such as Steve Lacy and Mikel Portal. He recorded several albums and made international tours, increasing his notoriety. He just passed away at 73. It's the radio obituary for Guem, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
dans le dernier jardin. Dans le premier café, dans les petits matins, dans les hôtels glacés, nous ferons des festins. Ma princesse galeuse, sans maître et sans larbin, ma petite crieuse. Dans les chambres prêtées, dans les palais loués, dans les autos cassées, dans les trains surchauffés, sur des divans anglais, sous des rideaux très lourds, nous ferons des banquets, de grands festins d'amour. Tu remettras ton cœur, ma petite coureuse, à mes mains d'oiseleur, dans des banlieues pisseuses. Je te verrai flamber, dans ta dépouille, que nous aurons couché sur un lit de fenouil. Je sentirai tes crocs me caresser le sang, j'embrasserai tes os parfumés de safran. Au matin des amants, les corbeaux aiment bien nos débris tout fumants. Nous sommes déjà loin. Nous ferons des banquets. Nous ferons des festins dans le dernier matin sur un lit de galère. Dernier jardin. Hey, ouais.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have the radio obituary for Sibongile Kamalo. She was a South African singer who sang classical, jazz, opera, and traditional South African music. She was noted for singing at the inauguration of Nelson Mandela in 1994, as well as at the final of the Rugby World Cup the following year. She just passed away at 63. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah. Ah, uya izaphela ngilingisela wena mina.
What does Alison Krauss remember about music class when she was a kid?
My fondest memory of music class is kind of just an overall memory, not a specific instance, because music was something completely different than any other class in school. It was, I remember it as all being fun, and the reward wasn't, you know, a great test score, and it wasn't a higher grade. It was getting to be a part of an ensemble and singing something at the end where everybody knew their part. It was all fun and games to me, and you made friends. You know, I found that you made friends that lasted really long time, at least the ones that, for me, that have lasted the longest are ones that I met in school chorus or in music classes, and not who I sat next to in math.
A PSA brought to you by the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. For Hilton Valentine, the English skiffle and rock and roll musician who was the original guitarist in The Animals. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994 and into Hollywood's Rock Walk of Fame in 2001, along with the other members of The Animals. Hilton Valentine just passed away at 77. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Buy you a diamond ring, buy you a diamond ring, buy you a diamond ring. Just give me some of your love, just give me some of your love. No one dear diamond ring, no one dear diamond ring, no one dear diamond ring. Just give me some of your love.
The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Sonny Fox, the American television host and broadcaster who was the host of the children's television program Wonderama. Through his career, he hosted other educational and entertainment shows, including Let's Take a Trip, Just for Fun, and On Your Mark, in addition to family shows, including The $64,000 Show. He started his career, though, as a producer for Candid Microphone with Alan Funt. It was the radio show that would later become Candid Camera. Sonny Fox just passed away at 95. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You know, there is a saying that honesty is the best policy. Well, after listening to children for many years, I'm convinced they've changed that to read honesty is the only policy. And maybe that's for the best. Because even though it's tough on the nerves, I think you'll find it's quite refreshing. I think you'll also find that children try to be fair as well as frank. For example, listen to the opinions young boys hold about young girls. And I'd like you to pay special attention to the way reason in the person of 9-year-old Irving enters the conversation and presently infects the others. Now, when we begin, it looks pretty hopeless for the girls.
They cry, they itch, they just pull their hair down, they scratch the wall, they pick up things, throw them down. They scream, 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 and they just go tap, tap, tap with their little teeny feet.
Aren't there any girls you like?
Yes, there's one.
Ah, what's her name?
My mother. Well, so do I. They never do anything nice. You know, I try to get friends with them some days, and then it all started out the day that I tried to get married. I'll tell you the story. Just give me a screen and I'll show you it.
Now, just tell me the story. What's this all about?
Well, it all started out when I was 6 years old. And I took this girl named Kathy. Now, I was nice, but then I found out when they grow big, they start getting uglier every time.
I think that's a difference of opinion.
Well, wait a minute. Let me hear this.
Like, I went into Kathy's house before, and she was okay. So when I went in there before, you know what I saw? I saw this thing. She had freckles on her face. Freckles, red hair, and guess what else? A black skirt.
What's so wrong about that?
Well, was this Kathy who has the freckles?
Yeah.
Well, didn't she have freckles before?
No.
Oh, they just started coming out as she grew older. How old is she now?
And the next day, she had chicken pox. Then when I stopped liking girls, because every day I'd come and they look uglier and uglier every minute.
Irving? All right.
Well, I think that I have a difference of opinion between these two boys. I think that you can't tell whether girls are nice because you haven't met all of them. By the majority, I think, most girls are nice, but some girls do not behave so nice. And you can't tell. I don't know how many girls there are. And I think as for when I grow up, I'm going to get married, I'm going to have a happy family, I'm going to live like my mother and father.
So you feel as you don't know
you
enough...
You can't tell
at this point. You can't make a judgment at this point.
That's right.
Is there anything that sets girls apart from boys in the way they behave?
I don't think so. I mean, they might have some different ideas. They might play with dresses and stuff, but that's just like boys playing with football. They have their own ideas. And it comes natural for a boy to play football, and it comes natural for a girl to play with dolls and dresses.
I think there's a lot in what you say. You like girls. You really like them?
I love them.
All right, tell me about it.
He's right because a new girl came into my class. I ate with her once. She got to get pretty nice. And so I always say who I'm going to give Valentine to, so they kind of nice. She was kind of nice.
You were nice to her, and so she was nice to you. Do you have a special girl you like?
Who's that? My partner, Sherry.
Sherry. Tell me about Sherry.
She's a little bit smaller than me. She's the same age as me. And she sometimes gets a little nasty. Sometimes does. Like, once I needed erasers, I said, Sherry, would you please let me erase it for a minute? So she said, nope. Because you know why? They had a girls' club. They won't let any boys share things.
What kind of a club is that?
That I if a girl are you in Sherry's club? So she said no. So I said okay. When we come back from the playroom, would you let me know Sotnu? She said yes. Then Sherry got pretty nasty about that, and she quit the club.
Sherry quit the club. It was her club, and she quit it.
She cut it out.
Listen, what would your advice be to Chris if a girl starts up with him?
I say to walk away.
What do you say, Er?
I say that you should walk away, leave her alone, have nothing to do with her, and I think most girls won't be that nasty about it and won't say anything to you and leave you alone. But you guys can't say that, like Eddie said, that I love all girls because he hasn't met all girls. And like Chris said,
I met all the girls I know. Yeah. All the girls I like, I know.
Did you pick up some hints, Chris? Are you going to try that the next time?
I take his advice.
Which was?
I think I'm starting to like girls a little bit.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for James Purify, the American soul and funk singer who, along with his cousin Bobby, founded the soul duo James and Bobby Purify. James Purify just passed away at 76. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You always beyond compare.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. The penultimate radio obituary is for Maria Koterbska, the Polish singer who was particularly popular in the 1950s and 60s. She just passed away at 96. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Posłuchaj oto cia-cia-cia, nie pytaj co to cia-cia-cia. Grunt, że muzyczka znów nam gra, przebój ten cia-cia-cia. Nieważne czemu cia-cia-cia, ni po jakiemu cia-cia-cia. I czy w ogóle sens to ma, kółko tak cia-cia-cia. Cia-cia, nic nie obchodzi mnie, czy to mądre jest, czy też nie. Cia-cia, chcę tańczyć więcej nic, byle blisko ciebie być. To wcale nie jest źle, gdy widzę ciebie jak przez mgłę. Aha, i wtedy sens swój ma, nawet zurna ta cia-cia. Tańczmy, póki nas tak łączy tańca rytm. Tańczmy, aż nas nie rozłączy świt. Tańczmy, bo kto wie, jak długo przebój trwa. Przebój, czyli właśnie piosenka ta. Ta właśnie oto cia, cia, cia. Nie pytaj, co to cia, cia, cia. Grunt, że muzyczka znów nam gra. Przebój ten cia, cia, cia. Nieważne czemu cia, cia, cia. Ni po jakiemu cia, cia, cia. I czy w ogóle sens to ma? Kółko tak, cia, cia, cia. Cia, cia, nic nie obchodzi mnie, czy to mądre jest, czy też nie. Cia, cia, chcę tańczyć więcej nic, byle blisko ciebie być. To wcale nie jest źle, gdy widzę ciebie jak przez mgłę. Aha, i wtedy sens swój ma, nawet zurna ta cia, cia. Tańczmy, póki nas tak łączy tańca rytm. Tańczmy, aż nas nie rozłączy świt. Tańczmy, bo kto wie, jak długo przebój trwa. Przebój, czyli właśnie piosenka ta. Ta właśnie oto cia, cia, cia. Nie pytaj, co to cia, cia, cia. Grunt, że muzyczka znów nam gra. Przebój ten cia, cia, cia. Nieważne czemu cia, cia, cia. Ni po jakiemu cia, cia, cia. I czy w ogóle sens to ma? Kółko tak cia, cia, cia. Cia-cia-cia. Ach, mniejsza o to, co to, bo to cia-cia-cia.
Kochał
zmianem się. W zielonych oczach mój świat utonął w tych zielonych oczach, spoglądałam w nie. Zrozumiałam, że te oczy urzekły mnie. Zakochałam się w zielonych oczach, wciąż przeglądałam się. W zielonych oczach i ścigałam je spojrzeniem całe dnie, aż wreszcie zrozumiały mnie. Te oczy w sieć zazdrości mnie wplątały, o każde ich spojrzenie drżę. O własnym szczęściu dla nich zapomniałam, bo kocham je, zielone oczy te. Zakochałam się w zielonych oczach, prześladowały mnie i dniem i nocą. Dwóch zielonych gwiazd w nich dopatrzyłam się i one pokochały mnie. Zazdrości mnie wplątały, o każde ich spojrzenie drżę. O własnym szczęściu dla nich zapomniałam, bo kocham je, zielone oczy te. Zakochałam się w zielonych oczach, prześladowały mnie i dniem i nocą. Dwóch zielonych gwiazd w nich dopatrzyłam się i one pokochały mnie.
And tonight's ultimate radio obituary is for my father, Arthur Daniel Rollins. He was a retired IBM employee. He was in the 101st Airborne, a Shriner, a Mason. He was in the VFW, the American Legion, and was a Vietnam veteran. He was a lifetime rock and roller. He loved Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, Little Richard, and doo-wop, among so much else. He was a fan of UK basketball and an aficionado of classic cars, skilled in their restoration, not only of cars, also of jukeboxes and the occasional pinball machine. He just passed away at 80, and I got a lot that I could say, but I don't say, about my father, but you can always be guaranteed that he had a lot of influence on how I think about music in this radio show. And for that, each and every one of us should all be grateful. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Arthur Rollins, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I've got a strange trick of wheels, a candy apple ready parlor. Got a beauty around the corner. It's a strange trick of wheels, a candy apple ready parlor.
Hey, 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 hey,
look at me go, yeah.
When I shove it in the low,
hey, man, I really go.
When I go to second gear,
well, then I really tell.
When I shove it in the hall,
hey, man, I really fly, hey.
Got a pile of lies and then I'm rooting with.
That's in my state, stick and feels the candy apple ready
parlor. Yeah, that's my father, I'll say.
Stick and feels the candy apple ready parlor.
Supersonic.
butterfly lies and then a moony quill.
But that's what makes me confused. The candy apple red and all of
that. Gee, that call is pretty.
It's my best cigarillo. The candy apple red and all of
that. Hey, 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 hey.
Zooming round the corner at 110. Seen a cop in a car coming round the bend. Give
pull over, Flash, cause you was going too fast.
Why would you mean?
Very well what I mean.
Why? What are you? What are you?
110 and 25 pounds.
110, there ain't no more in that car.
Never mind that.
What do you
wait,
don't
all
life? What life? I ain't got no life.
You just come along right with where you me. Gonna think?
That jukebox keep on playing. Let that record roll around. Let my baby keep on saying she's a lonesome gal in town. Let her know that I'll be waiting when my lonely days are through. Let the jukebox keep on playing till I'm holding you. Oh, let those honky-tonking angels be the girls I'll ever love. Let them know it's you I'm craving. It's you I'm dreaming of. Let them know that I'll be waiting when my lonely days are through. Let the jukebox keep on playing till I'm holding baby keep on saying she's a lonesome gal in town. Let her know that I'll be waiting when my lonely days are through. Let the jukebox keep on playing till I'm holding.
That nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Arthur Rollins, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. And then you know what's got to happen next. We're all going to hang out all week long over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you don't know how good you are to me, but you are. Thank you very much for that. Then I'll be back here next week, Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. It's just what I do. But this final tune that we're going to go out on as part of the Ultimate Radio Obituary for my father. Here's the story. Many years ago. I'm sure if you've been listening to this show for a really long time, let me back up a little bit. If you've been listening to this show for a really long time, you probably know that I have made many final trips to see my father. And so he had a plan for his arrangements. And he made a cassette tape of the songs that he wanted to be played at his funeral and gave that to me. Now, let me tell you, I've never actually listened to this cassette. I don't know everything that's on it. I think it's only three or four songs, but I do know one song that's on it. And when he told me it was on it, I laughed at him. I didn't laugh at him. I just could not hold back the laughter that came out of my mouth. I just couldn't do it. So guess what? You get to hear this song that is on the funeral tape. I'm sure I know I do have that Wembley cassette around here somewhere that I am now going to have to dig out. And because of the ways of the world right now, of course, we're not going to be doing anything about anything for a little while yet. So, tonight, I share with you one of the songs that my father had on a Wembley cassette tape to be played at his funeral as we wrap up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes, are calling, yeah, from glen to glen.
Schlesig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Just me and you. All these things that we've been through put us here in a room full of blues. How we shimmered and we shine. Just about lost our minds. Well, let's get up and boogaloo. Out of this room full of blues.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.